Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today is March 20th, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. Fuel card skimming is draining over $1 billion annually from unsuspecting fleet drivers. Megan Earhart, Executive Vice President of Relay Payments, delves into the world of phishing schemes and shares essential tips to shield your company from these thieves. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns137. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. The month of February saw truck tonnage record its 12th consecutive year-over-year decline, while also managing a respectable month-to-month gain. American Trucking Association's monthly for-hire truck tonnage index of 116 reflected a 1.4% decline year-over-year, but the result also marked a 4.3% increase over January's reading of 111.3. The reading represents a mixed result for an industry seeking signs of an eventual emergence from its widespread freight recession. The BP oil refinery in Northwest Indiana has resumed normal operations more than 6 weeks after a power outage prompted the energy giant to temporarily shut down the complex and evacuate workers. A spokesperson said Tuesday that the Whiting refinery is back to normal operations at the site along Lake Michigan, about 15 miles southeast of Chicago. The refinery is the largest in the Midwest and sixth largest nationally, processing about 440,000 barrels of crude oil daily, making a variety of liquid fuels and asphalt. The temporary shutdown caused gas prices to rise in Northwest Indiana and around the Midwest and stay elevated for weeks. A few pioneers in the West Texas desert are resurrecting an idea from the 1940s to revolutionize modern air cargo delivery. Startup Aerolane is testing a business plan to pull cargo gliders with small freighter planes. The concept is that carriers could double capacity by towing a second engineless aircraft. The gliders offer potential savings of as much as 65% less fuel burn when they are purpose-built for aerodynamics. The quirky idea still must win approval from the Federal Aviation Administration. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.